Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Dalet Omud Aleph in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Kuf Samach, which deals with the halachos of Netilas Yadayim, what type of liquids are acceptable for Netilas Yadayim, and we are in the middle of Sif Yud Aleph. The beginning of the Sif talked about that if you had a suffik regarding whether work was done with the water or other types of sveikos with the water, so we said, the Mechaber said, it's tohar, and you're able to use this water to wash Netilas Yadayim. And the Ramah added, the whole suffik, the Harabi Yadayim is tohar. And any sort of a suffik that comes up in regards to Netilas Yadayim, so then we paskin, since it's a din derabanan Netilas Yadayim, lakula, and we say that you're tohar. That's what we left off yesterday. So the third line from the top in Se'if Yud Aleph, the Mechaber continues. He brings down the opinion from the Ravid. V'yesh mi she'omer. There is an opinion brought down from the Ravid, Shal Kozos, with everything that we just said now and the Hoshir yesterday, which dealt with the kulas, the leniencies that we have with Netilas Yadayim. Nevertheless, Im Yesh Lo Mayim Acherim, if it is available, if there is other waters there available, preferable, Yito Yodov, V'yotzi Atzel Min HaSofek. Go and wash your hands properly with water that there is no Sofek on, or there is no Sofek here, whether you were Yotze or not, with that Netilas Yadayim. Wash your hands again, of course, without a bracha, if you already made a bracha, as we've mentioned many times, because the Sofek bracha is lahaka for sure, but the action, the maisa, so wash your hands again. What's the big deal? And that's based upon this Ravid that the Mechaber brings down, and it is preferable, the Mechaber says, to do so. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Nun Aleph explains this statement, V'yesh Misha Omer, this Ravid is going on the entire Sif. On any situation of Machlokas, this is the way to go. V'atam, and the reasoning is, Kivin Shav Shalot Seis Bekal Mide Sveika, since it's very easy for you to get around this Sofek, so go and wash your hands until Asidayim again. Sivkat Nun Beis, Yitol Yodov, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Ubeves Yosef Mashma Denochon Lahad Derachamayim, that not only should one do this if it's easily available, one should try to go and look for additional waters to go and remove yourself from this suffix situation. Dim Eino Makayim Netilas Yadayim Karoy, because he cautions us, if one is not careful with Netilas Yadayim, and okay, it's a suffix, I probably was Yotze, so therefore I'm Yotze, this isn't a good thing. Kosher Lanius, it leads unfortunately to poverty. So therefore, because of the seriousness, if you wish, of transgressing on this din derabanan, even though you're doing it where the suffix says you're allowed to go lakula, so he says, since it involves poverty over here, a person should try, if at all possible, and go and look for additional waters to go do Netilas Yadayim again. The Mishnah Berurah in the Shaaret Zion in Sivkat Nodali, the Chavetz Chaim brings down, the Elie Rabbah disagrees with this, he's Cholik Hazeh. He says, but certainly everybody agrees if it's easily available, so then go and wash Netilas Yadayim again. So if a person just washed Netilas Yadayim with a regular cup from a sink, and then it turns out that maybe there was something wrong with that water, so instead of saying, well, b'di'evet am yotze, that's the halacha, and if I don't have to wash again, then go to the sink, take another cup and wash your hands again, that's the preferable thing to do according to everybody. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Nun Gimel explains, v'im yodea shenotal kalocha. However, if a person knows for certain that he did do a proper Netilas Yadayim, and now the only question is, v'acha kach no lebem sofik, only afterwards did a sofik arise. For example, kigoshin is stopek behen in misiach daitum lav, he's not sure, did he take his mind off his hands, and maybe his hands touched something when he took his mind off his hands. Oshedesh lo isiach daitum, he knows for certain that he didn't take his mind off his hands, so he knows that they're clean, except he's not sure that his hands touched something. Raksha oshed yodov somoth lebokomi tenofes, his hands came near a part of the body, let's say, or some other item that would make them dirty, that would make them needing another Netilas Yadayim. The Sofik, and now there's a Sofik, Nogabem Sofik Lo Noga. Did he in fact touch that area or did he not touch that area? So in this situation, your hands have what's called the Cheskas Kashrus. You Vadai made them tar. And now a Sofik arose after you did a Vadai good Netilas Yadayim. So here the Mishnah Berurah explains, Ein Sarech Lazov Litlon. In this situation, one certainly doesn't have to go and wash his hands again. Because here you also have a chazakah that they're good. And now it's a safek that comes up, and it's a safek derabanan, and therefore one doesn't have to do so. The Ramah now adds, if somebody hasn't washed his hands in Netilas Yadayim, and he touches the water that other people are going to go wash Netilas Yadayim from. So, for example, you have a bucket, and people are going to stick their Netilas Yadayim keli into that bucket and take out water from there in the keli and wash their hands. But he put his hands into that bucket. Now his hands are tame. So does he make all the water in that bucket tame? So the Ramah says, no, he doesn't. Lo nifsalu osun mayim le netila. All the waters inside that bucket are still good for Netilas Yadayim. The lo mikri Mayim Tmeim, and it's not called Mayim Tmeim that you can't wash your hands from. However, he does point out, if somebody washes Tilas Yadayim and he washes into a basin, so you can't go and take water from that basin now and wash Tilas Yadayim again. You see this halacha all the time in practice when you go to some sort of a simcha, bar mitzvah, wedding or something like that, where they have washing stations and people wash the tilas yadayim into some bowl or basin. So you can't go and say, well, listen, we're done with all the filled up cups of water and now we'll go just take that water, pour it back into the urn and use that water again. So you're absolutely not allowed to do that. That water is mos, it's disgusting, it has the status of shofchim, and therefore it's possible for the tilas yadayim, as we'll see in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nun Dalet first explains why it's not a problem if somebody sticks his tummy hands into that water, lo nifslu, as we've already learned, kamo b'sif beis benachtom. We already learned this in regards to a baker who wants to get the dough off his hands, so he sticks his hands into the water. So that doesn't ruin the water. V'afol gav d'nit benot tal yodo achas v'shiv shisho b'chaverto nitnu v'mayim shal yodo. And even though we said if a person washed one hand, and then he takes that hand and he rubs it on the other hand, so the other hand does make his hand tummy, and all that water is no good now, as we will learn in Kuf Samach Beis. Nevertheless, water inside a utensil, lo nitmu b'niyosu behem. If a person sticks his hands inside this kli, so then that doesn't make the water's tummy, even though his hands are tummy. Therefore, if somebody comes out of the bathroom, he doesn't want to make a brach on the bathroom, so he takes the water from the bathroom and he washes his hands, so he fills his hands up from a basin in the bathroom, he takes a meloch chofnov, yochol lishov b'chofnov, he can go fill up his hands with water, min hadli, from the bucket, and then take that water and pour it out outside. And the leftover water that's inside the dali in the bucket, lo nitmo binigioso, it doesn't become tummy from his having touched it. And one could then go and take that water and use it for Natila Sadaim in an appropriate fashion. He sticks the kli into that water and washes his hand in Natila Sadaim, it'll be perfectly good. However, but if he rinsed and washed his hands, he rubbed his hands one against the other inside the kli, in order to make them tar, to clean them off in this fashion, then that water is now no good. Then all the water in that bucket, in that container, is no good. They're no good for Natila Sidaim, because he used that water to clean his hands off, and that water now has the status of shovchim, of wastewater. And even if his hands weren't really filthy, nevertheless, since he did want to wash his hands in that water, because it touched a dirty place on his body, so even though his hands weren't actually filthy, but since they were from a dirty place and he intended to clean off his hands in that water, as I just mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Acharonim that water has the status of wastewater, and as we already pointed out in previous shiurim, wastewater is not allowed to be taken for Netilas Yodayim. Sivkat Nunhei, the Mishnah Berurah further adds, and he says that you're not allowed to use the water that was used already for Netilas Yodayim, Mishum Shekvar Nitru Hamayim, as I explained, because that water became tummy. When you washed your hands in Netilas Yodayim and you poured that water into a basin, that water in that basin is now tummy. Somebody else can't go and take that water and rewash Netilas Yodayim, even though they're using a kli with that water. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah gives another reason. Not only is that water tameh, but that water had work done to it. And therefore, even if you took an entire revius, well, we said that the water doesn't become tameh, nevertheless, even though you don't have the tameh dikah reason over here, you have the nasib behem malacha reason, and therefore you can't wash netilas yadayim with the water in that basin. The Chofetz Chaim in Sivkot Nun Zayin, the Shaaret Zion, brings down that this halacha is from the Prima Godim, and he says, "Umishum shenase kishovchem." He says, when you do malach over here, it makes it into wastewater. Tishu footnote number 52 asks an interesting question. What about if a child played with the water? What happens if a child played with the water, or if the child actually poured netilas yadayim? Is this also called malacha when a child did it? Or do we say that the actions of a child are not halachically considered significant? So if a child washed into such a basin, you would be allowed to use this water theoretically to go wash the tilas yadayim from. That's the question. So he brings down from the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Ches, we already learned this, Shein poselas samayim, the actions of a child normally don't ruin the water. However, it brings down from Aval Yashiv, Shema Kotin his Skabil and Tilas Yadayim. If, however, the Kotin Bedavka did Netilas Yadayim, then his Machshava is clear that he was doing it for the purposes of Netilas Yadayim, and that would ruin the water. He wouldn't say that the Mishnah Berurah's situation, that the child played with the water in that situation, is called Malacha. But here, if the child just played with the water, ein kan sibo lifsul b'mayim, then there's no concern, as the Mishnah Berurah pointed out. But if the child actually did a netilas yadayim, then Rav Yashiv Zatzal would say that the water cannot be used again by an adult to go wash netilas yadayim. Now we go to Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Hasheleg, snow, va'borod, hail, va'kipor, that's frozen rain, which we would call sleet, va'glid, and that's ice, which the Ramah says, pirush hamayim hanikvim erov hakor, this is water that froze on account of the cold, v'hamelach, and salt. In all of these situations, imriskon, if they were ground up, achinasumayim, and now they became water, notlim mehen, one is allowed to do netilas yadayim with them, and v'tovlim bohem, and one would be allowed to do tvila im yesh bohem kishir, if they contain the significant amount of shir, which we've already discussed in the past. Some say that you require 40 saw here, some say you don't require necessarily 40 saw for netilas yadayim, but whatever the shir is, as long as you have a significant enough shir, so this is good. And the Ramah points out that these halachos of tefillah are brought down in Yoredeya, simon resh aleph, si'if lamed. Let's now look at the Mishnah Berurah. Siv kot nun vav, hakfor, this sleet. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Gishomim, it's rain, shenikfu, that froze, biridoson, on its way down, vukein born, and it's like hail. So it's again sleet, hardened rain. Sivkot nun zayin, salt. Lav b'chol gavni mutu b'melach. Now that we said above that hail, snow, sleet, and ice, and salt, they don't all have the same dinim. The first four, the shalik, the barad, the kapar, the glid, they all have the same halacha. But the melach has a different halacha over here, the Mishnah Berurah points out. So when you said melach, it didn't mean all of them have the same halacha. Dilinatila bechli, because in regards to doing netilas yadayim with salt water, al yodav, to pour that salt water on his hands, halo pasal amachaber le'el b'sivtes, af b'bayim meluchim. We have already learned in Sivtes that salt water is no good for netilas yadayim. If a dog or an animal wouldn't be able to drink from the water, that water is not good for netilas yadayim. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down over here, reminds us, v'rak b'tfila b'solchan mutter kishyesh ben shir mikvah. They are good to put your hands into to do tfilas yadayim, as we've already discussed with the shir of a mikvah, which was a machlokas. Dear Shufut number 55 reminds us, the shir mikvah, our royal netilas yadayim, we already had a machlokas in tzorach arboim saw, this was a machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch versus the Ramah, as to whether you need to have an entire 40 saw of the mikvah. The Mechaber says you don't, the Ramah said you do, even though technically midoraisa, you can put a machat, the needle, inside, as long as it's covered up inside less than a 40 saw, inside a kosher mikvah that is smaller than that, as long as it has a revius, it's good. Nevertheless, for netilas yadayim over here, that's the machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Or mishum, the Mishnah Berurah continues, the gamla tefilas haguf kshem, because it's good for tefillah of the entire guf, certainly if it has 40 saw. So therefore, it would be good even for tefilas yadayim. But for netilas yadayim, it's not good, the salt water. All five of these, the shelik, the bar, the kifar, the glid, and the melach, are all having the same din in regards to tevilas yadayim. Therefore, the Mechaber put them all together. Kololam gam kan. He put them all together over here in this sif. After enam shavim bedino legamri. Even though in regards to the halacha of netilas yadayim, they don't have the same din. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Nun Ches, in Rishkon, if you ground it up, if you crushed it, Avo Balav Hochi, if you don't have it crushed, ain't notlim ben b'kli, then you can't do netilas yadayim with these items in a kli. Avo Lidbol HaYadayim B'Sochem, but if it's something that you could immerse your hands into, obviously the ice you can't immerse your hands into it, but the sheleg or the other items, you might be able to immerse your hands into them. Im Yesh Bem Kishir Mikvah, if you have the shir of the mikvah, Mutar B'Shas Adchach Kishen Lo Mayim, Af Below Rishkon, then one could rely upon this B'diyevet, if you don't have any alternative. You can't wash your hands with any other type of netilas yadayim, so then you could immerse your hands and do tefilas yadayim in the snow over here. The issue for number 56 brings down that this is based upon the Beis Yosef in Yoredeya. And the reasoning is that you're allowed to do this only b'shas adchak, only under extenuating circumstances. It's based upon a machlokis over there, im min hatorah ef sholitvol b'shelek shalohufshar. Can you go and immerse your hands in snow that hasn't melted? And the Ramah over there brings down the machlokis. And he concluded over there, v'siyim ha-Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef concludes over there in Yoredeya, sha'afu pishinirim be'enov divri hamatirim, even though you can paskin theoretically like the mekhilim over there, mikomokom in lohokul lasos Shmaisa b'isu daraisa neged dasa machamirim. But since this is a din daraisa over there in regards to a mikvah, so he didn't want to go against the machmir opinion in this din because this is a din daraisa. So therefore, af l'inyan trilas yadayim, which is only a din derabanan, l'chatrila he wouldn't paskin like that, but yesh l'smoch ala matirim because it's a din derabanan if there is no other choice. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Vafilu meina shelig mechunas harbi bevasachas." And even if the snow is not all together in one big place, it's not a mound of snow. Elamunach apnei aretz v'nomach harbi. It's spread out, let's say, over your entire lawn, and it's all connected. However, but it's very, very low. It's not very deep. Kol sheyesh aboyim so mechuba yachad tov lembo. Since at least theoretically, if you could immerse your entire body in that snow, so despite the fact that it's not all collected in one place, but all of it is combining together to make the 40 saw. He says, "Nira d'tzorach shia akoponim kidei lachasus yodim b'mokum shetochavon." So when you're doing tvilas yadayim in the snow, at least has to be enough snow in one spot that it covers up your entire hands, and then you can rely upon the fact that there's a lot of other snow touching it to make the 40 saw necessary for the mikvah, and this tvilas yadayim in the snow would be acceptable. Mechaber continues and he writes, "Yesh misha omer." He brings down an opinion over here, also in the name of the Ravid, that in order to do netilas yadayim, what we call mayim rishonim, washing your hands before you eat bread, it must be with water. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nun Tes brings down, lo koya reisha so, if he's not going against all the other things, the snow, the sleet, etc., the hani havi b'chal mayim, they're included under the category of water. Ella, what is he excluding over here when he says you must use water? Lafuke me peros bovat, he's excluding fruit juices. They're not considered like water. And certainly not wine. And he says, "Vatam." The reasoning is because it's all based upon the pasuk. It says your hands weren't immersed in water. And he brings that from the Beis Yosef that therefore you need water specifically. So snow and all the other things that we mentioned, they're included in water. But fruit juices and especially wine are not included according to this opinion of the Ravid in being acceptable liquids to wash netilas yadayim mayim rishon. You must specifically use water. However, he then brings down the opinion from the Rashba, the Eish Omer, the Mechaber says, Shayayin kosher netilas yadayim, that wine is good for netilas yadayim, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Samach says, for kosher king shar mei perus u shar mashkim, and certainly if wine is good, as we'll see in a moment why what we think wine would be different, all the other mei perus, all the other fruit juices would certainly be good, and other liquids as well. The Sfilhu de lo etzrichu davka mayim latina, because this opinion of the Rashba does not require water specifically. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Mishum bizoy ochlan ein bazeh." And he says, "Why should you be allowed to do this? Isn't it a bizoy? Isn't it a desecration over here of food? And normally we don't desecrate food." So he says, "No, that's not a problem over here. Kiven shetzarich lazeh, since you need it to do this, you have to wash the netilas yadayim. Ein b'derech ibud, you're not tossing it away. It's a little bit like a din of bal tashlis. There's no din of bal tashlis if what you're doing is necessary. So to over here, this isn't a din of bizoy and ochlan because you needed to wash your hands for netilas yadayim." Now we continue in the Mechaber. He said that the Rashba says, "Yesh omrim shayayin kosher l'tilas yadayim," and this is true. Bein nosan l'socho mayim, whether you added water to it or not. Bein lo nosan l'socho mayim, whether you didn't add water to it. Elisha also lassos kein l'chatchila. However, even the Rashba says you shouldn't do this l'chatchila. Kidei shloim kimezalzul bedover choshev shenishtane li'iloi, that you shouldn't go and use something which has become better by making it into wine. It started off as a grape, now it becomes into wine. The Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah explains pirush l'shevach, it gets a better as it gets along in its processing, so much so, that the rabbis instituted over here a bori priya gofen instead of a bori priya eitz when you go from grapes to wine. So it's pasnish, it's inappropriate over here to use wine, even according to the Rashba l'chatchila, to go and wash netilas yadayim, because you're taking something that is very mishubach, as the Ramah said, and going and using it for a more mundane purpose, albeit netilas yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Samach Aleph explains, "Hainu bein nosan l'socho mayim bein lo nosan, whether you added water or not to the wine is irrelevant. The bekula mikra yayin choshev, because in both situations, with or without water, it's still called important wine. The koveh brach liatzmo and still has a bracha barpi agofen, as we'll learn in Mitz Hashem in Simon Reishai and Beis." Sifkat and Samach Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says la'atzmo, it has a special bracha to itself, which is of course barpi agofen, as I mentioned. Avu b'shari mashkin umei peros, but with all other liquids, including all other fruit juices, apple juice, orange juice, the Mishnah Berurah paskins they don't have a separate bracha. So therefore, other than wine, which doesn't have a special bracha, according to the Rashba, you can use other fruit juices to go wash netilas yadayim. That concludes today's shir.